and other documents in Washington. He says the U.S. could launch about 10,000 weapons at the Soviet Union, but fewer than 4,000 could be expected to hit their targets. One reason the military has compiled 40,000 objectives, Ball writes, is to argue for construction of more American missiles. Dan Rafiv, CBS News, London.
A brief flare-up of fighting between government and rebel forces is reported in Chad. But officials say the skirmish yesterday in the desert near Faya-Largeau does not signal an end to the undeclared truce that took hold 10 days ago. In Lebanon, Druze Muslims continue their sporadic shelling of Christian villages around Beirut. Three people were injured today as the shellfire hit Junia, some 10 miles from the Lebanese capital. The Southern Christian Leadership Conference, founded 26 years ago by Martin Luther King, Jr., opens its annual convention today in Washington. More news in a minute.
Lao Tzu wrote, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins from beneath one's feet."
You can open up your world and make it shine. You can do it. You can squeeze that extra something out of life. Yes, you can. You can set a goal and do it at your own style. Do it. It's your world. It's your life. It's your time. Every minute you can do it. Every day. Yes, you can.
Wherever you go, whatever dream you follow, we'd like to help. Visa travelers' checks are welcomed worldwide, and in case of loss or theft, are fully protected by the Visa Refund Referral Service.
Every minute you can do it. Every day, yes you can. You can grow in your own way. You can do it. And we like to help.
Visa.
There is not now, nor has there ever been, a real Jock Ewing, as far as we know. He was a fictitious character on the TV show Dallas, J.R.'s daddy. But the Jock Ewing Memorial Scholarship at SMU is real. The school got so many inquiries about such a grant that Lorimar Production, the outfit that produces the show, has set up a $2,500 scholarship to be awarded each fall to an SMU student of television, film, or communications who shows promise and financial need. And it will be called the Jock Ewing Memorial Scholarship. Old Jock would have been proud. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
Good morning, and welcome to Wednesday, August the 24th, 1983, day that's going to be partly cloudy and provide us a 30% chance for a thundershower and a high in the low to mid-90s again. We are at 76 degrees downtown, 78 officially at the airport. In local news at this hour, the acting superintendent of the St. Louis County Special School District has resigned. Roland Warner handed in his resignation last night just before classes opened for the 83-84 school year. He's headed the special school district operations for 2 years while the board has been looking for a permanent superintendent. Deputy Superintendent James Harmon was appointed last night as interim superintendent. Meanwhile, the special district has issued a heat alert for students today. Classes are open, buses are running, but children unable to cope with high temperatures are advised to stay home today. In Granite City, Illinois, officials hope to open school tomorrow, 2 days later than originally planned. Negotiators for teachers and the school district are scheduled to go back to the bargaining table today in an effort to resolve differences over salaries and class sizes. In Alton, teachers have set up informational pickets, but negotiators remain optimistic a settlement can be reached before Monday when the teachers are to report for work. Contract talks are reported at an impasse in Roxana, Dupo, and Fairview Heights. And the St. Louis area school desegregation plan gets underway today as 300 black students from city public schools transfer to Ritner in St. Louis County. Meanwhile, Missouri's Attorney General John Ashcroft has filed an 11th-hour appeal with a federal appeals court here to halt the city-county plan. The state of Missouri is starting to put together a list of known hazardous waste sites in the state to protect potential property buyers as well as those who may be working at a site. In line with the so-called Superfund legislation, State Natural Resources Director Fred Lapser says the state will start registering properties known to contain hazardous materials.
And in addition, to protect the public and people that might be working on those properties, the property owners would not be allowed to change the use of the property through new construction or other changes in land use without the state's approval.
Lapser also says the state is sending out letters Friday to 100 property owners telling them they cannot sell their property without state approval. Lasser said the estate will remove those restrictions when the site in question is cleaned up. Property owners can appeal or ask for a modification in the listing within 30 days of notice. Preservationists and others have won a legal round in their battle over the Gateway Mall in downtown St. Louis. Circuit Judge Thomas Challis has ordered Pride of St. Louis Redevelopment Corporation to turn over to defendants in a condemnation suit some records involving the purchase of the title guarantee building. Pride's already tearing down title, but defendants in the suits filed by Pride want to know if the developer bargained in good faith to buy property in what will be the second block of the mall. A committee formed by the Missouri Mental Health Commission is expected to recommend today the state upgrade the St. Louis State Hospital. The committee says it would cost $4 million to renovate the facility and hire more staff, but in return, the hospital could regain its accreditation and qualify for an additional $10 million in federal aid. Illinois Senate President Philip Rock will officially announce his candidacy for the U.S. Senate next week. The Oak Park Democrat will make the announcement next Monday and Tuesday during a fly-around, a tour of the state, and that will include a stop in East St. Louis. Rock thus joins several other Democrats seeking to challenge Republican Charles Percy in 1984. The state of Illinois has agreed to stop transferring inmates to out-of-state prisons for the next 10 days. Some state prisoners have already been sent to Nevada prisons to ease overcrowding in Illinois, but officials say they will discontinue that policy pending a court hearing in Chicago September 1st. The hearing is on a suit filed by several Illinois inmates who claim the state's constitution specifically forbids that kind of transfer. And Jefferson County officials will continue an investigation into at least $23,000 missing from the Peevely Municipal Court's account. City officials say there may be litigation involving the missing funds, which were discovered last May and detailed in a city audit report released yesterday. The money has apparently just disappeared over the past 3 years. The audit by Perryville public accountant Vernon Heck also criticizes Peevely's bookkeeping and cash management. And it also reveals that one-third of the city's water charges don't even appear on bills. We'll get the weather in a minute.
Fantastic back-to-school values at Famous Bar. And register to win one of 14 Apple IIe computer systems. Systems include Apple IIe computer with 64K memory, Apple III green monitor, and 80-column display option. No purchase required. Details in participating Famous Bar stores. One entry per person. Entry must be received by close of stores business hours, September 5th, 1983. Back-to-school values and the Apple computer giveaway right now at Famous Bar.
Partly cloudy, 30% chance for thundershowers today with a high in the low to mid-90s. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the morning in the mid-70s. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high in the mid to upper 90s. 78 degrees right now. Relative humidity is 94%. Winds east at 7, barometer 30.20 and rising. That's the news. I'm Bob Hardy. 8:12 the time. Don Miller checks in with traffic from Copter 1.
And we've had some traffic this morning, Bob, and we still do for that matter. Several spinoff effects over here on Highway 40 due to the construction work at the south end of the inner belt. Now, that's squeezed up to down to one lane there just north of Eager Road. Well, right lane on westbound Highway 40 here is jammed up all the way back to Big Bend, trying to get into the northbound flow on 270. Now, that traffic on Hanley Road coming over from Manchester is jammed up back through Dale because they can't get across the overpass and then make the cloverleaf to get into that westbound flow on Highway 40. So it's really kind of rough out here in the central part of the area with regard to Highway 40 and the inner belt. Hanley Road, they're all affected right now. Webster Groves police have just reopened the northbound lanes of Laclede Station Road. Now, it's still slow. Some spinoff effects over there, too. We've had a real jam on Elm Avenue coming north from Watson Road over to Glendale during the entire morning, and it's still quite heavy over there. The northbound lanes have been reopened, and they expect to open the southbound lanes very shortly. So that's the situation. That was a really bad accident over there on Laclede Station, about halfway between Highway 44 and Watson Road. And then back west on Highway 40, the last time I looked, we had about three-quarters of a mile of traffic jammed up in the right lane on westbound Highway 40 trying to get into Ballast Road and into the northbound flow on Highway 270. We've just had an extremely heavy flow coming north on 270 from down north of Highway 44 all the way up through Highway 40, but there are no obstructions on the highway now, so that should be beginning to open up before too long, and that's what we've been watching from KMOX Jet Copter 1.
If quality at a low price is important in what you do, then look for our number, it'll make sense for you. Well, the 84 on the outside means bigger savings on the inside. 84 Lumber makes sense for you.
Save now on Mannington Decora No Wax Vinyl Floor Covering, $2.99 a square yard, and on treated decking lumber for all your summer projects. At these and other participating 84 lumber stores. Highway 367, 1 mile south of Interstate 270 in Bellefontaine Neighbors, and McDonald Boulevard and Howdershell Road off Interstate 270 in Hazelwood. Save at these and other participating 84 lumber stores.
The big 84 on the outside means bigger savings on the inside. 84 Lumber makes sense for you.
8:14, Bill has a sports update for us.
Cardinals behind a four-hitter by Joaquin Andujar shut out the Braves 7-0 last night. Cardinals now two games out in third place. Houston took two from Pittsburgh, 6-5 and 2-1. The Giants beat the Phils 3-1. Los Angeles 6, Montreal 3. The Reds over the Cubs 4-2. Mets 8 and the Padres 3. In American League action, Toronto beat Baltimore 9-3. Milwaukee shut out by Seattle 5-0. California 5, Cleveland 2. Oakland over New York 9-3. Minnesota beat Boston 3-2. Royals 10, White Sox 2. Rangers shut out by Detroit 2-0.
8:15 now, and here's page 2 of the Morning Magazine for Wednesday, the 24th of August. Operators of Missouri's first landfill licensed to store hazardous waste have asked the state now for permission to expand their site from its present 24 acres to nearly 160 acres. At the very same time, local citizens in the area are busy trying to shut down the site entirely. In our continuing series on hazardous waste in Missouri, we'll check that debate near Wright City. Back in just a moment.
You want to offer your employees all the health care benefits you can because you care about them and because their health affects on-the-job performance. A Blue Cross prepaid dental care program makes sense for you. Preventive care is the best way to reduce major dental problems and the amount of treatment needed to correct those problems. If your company has 10 or more employees, you qualify for a prepaid dental care program offered by the Missouri Dental Service through your Blue Cross plan. There are various levels of program benefits available, from semi-annual checkups and x-rays to complicated orthodontic work. Contact your Blue Cross office for full details on how a prepaid dental care program can benefit your company and your employees. When care is called for, you'll be glad you have Blue Cross protection. Blue Cross. Anything less could cost you more.
A truck carrying a full load of hazardous waste from somewhere in Missouri to a remote site located about 50 miles west of St. Louis and just due south of Wright City in Warren County. The site is the first landfill in Missouri to be licensed for hazardous waste and to store it, presumably for all time. The landfill is called, innocently enough, Bob's Home Service, or BHS. Its on-site manager is Mike Gill.
I don't know of any technology that would make this landfill any safer than it is right now.
Ask him to back up his claim, and he'll take you on a tour of the area, which, centuries ago, during the Ice Age, was on the southernmost fringe of a gigantic glacier. The leftover glacial debris, according to Gill, gave the landfill the most geographically secure insulation possible.
We'll dig a trench and fill waste into it to within 2 foot of original ground level. Then we'll fill that last 2 foot in with the glacial till that we've dug out. Then over top of that, the next 2 foot will compact in with a sheep's foot, and with the last 6 inches to a foot being a topsoil-type material that will sustain vegetation. Then we'll plant it, seed it, and get the grass to grow. So we've got at least a minimum 7 foot of fill between surface to the waste.
Gill also explained how they have solved the problem of leachate, the water that has trickled through the waste and is often the most serious threat to the water table. Gill points to a sophisticated collection system that he says will prevent any water from building up in the landfill. But Sharon Rogers is not impressed.
There's no secret that landfills leak. Carefully, modern, technologically engineered, double-lined landfills leak.
Rogers lives in nearby Wright City. She heads the local chapter of Missourians Against Hazardous Waste and has led the fight against the BHS landfill for years.
The only thing that they care about is, will it handle it for the short term, and then in a few years we're going to be gone, and it won't be my problem or your problem. It'll be our future generations' problems, perhaps. But I think that's a pretty irresponsible attitude on the part of society to do that.
Mike Gill disputes Rogers' charge.
In October, we will have another tax placed on us by the federal government. This tax will go into a fund, special fund, to be used only by landfills that have donated to it, so that after 30 years, if the need arises, the federal government comes in, continues the monitoring, continues the maintenance.
Beyond the question of an eternal watch over the site lies the leachate question. Does the BHF landfill leak? Gill says no, Rogers says yes.
There's a report done by Ecology and Environment a couple of years ago that referred to certain leachates at the site. The particular fit report that these people were doing for EPA did not allow them the time frame or the additional money to investigate where that leachate was coming from or where it was going, but they strongly suggested that they go in and make those determinations, that someone should. And our Department of Natural Resources told us it's an EPA report, it's biased, and therefore we can't rely on that information. I wonder if that's the same thing they did with the CDC's report on dioxin some 8 or 9 years ago.
But perhaps the bottom line to Rogers' fear is money, and something any homeowner understands.
It definitely does bring down property value of the area where it's located. And I think we have actually experienced that. I think to have people come out and say, no, this isn't true, it doesn't happen, just isn't so.
Officials with Missouri's Department of Natural Resources say Bob's Home Service has done a good job running its landfill. But Rogers says she will take the company and the state to court, if necessary, to shut down the operation. The company's application for a permanent permit is still being processed by the state, while it operates now under a temporary license. Tomorrow, we'll hear from officials at the Natural Resources Department and their critics to see how they manage Missouri's hazardous waste problem and how well.
If you could keep track of all your banking activities with one easy-to-understand monthly statement? Well, now you can, with First National Bank of Clayton's new One Statement Banking. You'll find all your checks and checking deposits listed, with running summaries of mortgage loans, personal loans, money market accounts, and savings accounts, all on one monthly statement. Everything's there. One Statement Banking. Another reason to call us first. First National Bank of Clayton, in the Pierre Laclede Center on Forsyth. Member FDIC.
Day 22 our time. Don Miller's in Copter 1.
Hi, Bob. We're going to have problems all day out there going west on Highway 40, approaching the Interbelt Highway. They're involved in construction work down at the south end of the Interbelt, and the traffic has really had a rough time getting into the northbound flow on 725. And as a result, we've been jammed up in that right lane from Big Bend all the way out through Brentwood Boulevard. And the Hanley Road traffic coming north is having a tough time getting across the overpass around the Cloverleaf and then into the westbound flow on Highway 40. Webster Groves police have opened the northbound lanes of Laclede Station Road between Watson Road and Highway 44, and at last report they were getting ready to open the southbound lanes, so it's maybe a few minutes yet before you get through there southbound. And that's, of course, due to a serious accident over there earlier. And all traffic downtown approaching the bridges has begun to clear as we see it from KMOX Jet Copter 1.
Take the step you've wanted to take for a long time. Pay a visit to Moore Cadillac Jaguar Pontiac. Why drive something almost as good and wind up paying about the same as you would if you were in a Moore Cadillac? When you're in the relaxed area of Moore's showroom, you'll wonder what took you so long to take advantage of Moore's Cadillac closeout prices and the home computer that's yours free with each new car purchase. Moore Cadillac Jaguar Pontiac on Manchester, just west of Clarkson in Ellisville, home of luxury, prestige, and excitement in motoring.
8:24 is our time. Another book by Stephen King has been made into a movie, and Harry Hamm thinks you ought to see it. Here's why.
You'll learn two important lessons when you see the movie Cujo. First, never let your St. Bernard run around the woods. And two, if you own an aging Pinto hatchback, trade it in before it collapses. Dee Wallace, an actress you'll instantly recognize as Mom from last summer's mega movie E.T., stars as a housewife with hot pants whose marital meanderings almost cause her a divorce, not to mention a barnyard showdown with a rabid dog about the size of a Clydesdale. Cujo is very predictable. Its thrills are telegraphed long before they arrive, but it still remains a good scare and a movie with a popular, potent finish. Cujo. You dirty dog. I'm Harry Hamm.
Okay, Harry. Partly cloudy today, 30% chance for thundershowers, and the high again in the low to mid-90s. We have 77 downtown, 78 at the airport, 825 here, CBS.
CBS News Business Update. This is Doug Poling. The stock market has gone both ways this week. The Dow Jones Industrials gained almost 9 points Monday, but gave it all back and then some yesterday. The Industrials were down 10.26 in Tuesday's trading and will open this morning at 1192.89. So why is the market up one day and down the next? We put that question to Monty Gordon of the Dreyfus Corporation.
That showed a dimension of uncertainty still in the minds of investors as to the direction of interest rates, and a continuing fear that the line of least resistance for the interest rates remains to the upward side.
More after this.
Hi, I'm Greg Buttle, linebacker for the New York Jets.
I'm Terry Jackson, defensive back for the New York Giants.
I'm Paul McDonald, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
I'm Ken Anderson, quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm Tommy Kramer, quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings.
The NFL is ready to go. First Monday night game of the new season, Labor Day. And CBS Radio Sports is ready. Jack Buck, Hank Stram, Dick Stockton, and Brent Musburger cover Dallas at Washington. Labor Day evening on most of these stations. It's something special.
Friendly face, the outstretched hand. We're your neighbors, helping people help themselves to a healthier life. The American Red Cross. We'll help, will you?
Like a bridge over troubled water, I will ease your mind.
A decision by the Federal Communications Commission has triggered heavy selling in the stock of MCI, the phone company that competes with AT&T for long-distance business. The FCC said MCI will have to pay local phone companies an access fee of $400 to $500 a line. It now pays $234 a line. Investors yesterday abandoned MCI's stock in droves, and it lost almost a quarter of its value, falling 4 7/8 to 15 and a quarter. I ask Alice Brady, who follows the telecommunications industry for E.F. Hutton, where this leaves MCI.
MCI will remain fully competitive. This does not threaten the viability of the company. It does call into question some of the higher-end estimates that have been prevalent as to how rapidly earnings could grow in the fiscal 84-85 perhaps 86 time horizon, but it doesn't jeopardize the viability of the company.
American firms are saving a lot of energy and a lot of money for themselves. The conference board reports that business has made substantial progress in reducing energy consumption over the past decade. General Motors says it needs more time to study a government lawsuit alleging a cover-up of brake problems with the X cars. The government wants to fine GM $4 million and force it to recall more than a million X cars. The dollar moved lower in Europe today after a strong opening. In New York, gold is trading at $424.30 an ounce, down 90 cents. Business update, Doug Poling, CBS News.
St. Louis Federal says get ready for a hot summer.
Because this summer, the hottest stars and biggest name entertainers are coming to the Fabulous Fox.
You'll love the music, dancing, costumes, and comedy as you applaud the hottest stars in Hollywood.
And you'll love the price, because with St. Louis Federal, you can enjoy all the sizzle of opening night for half price.
Just open or add $25 or more to any new or existing account and get up to six coupons good for half off all opening night performances.
Tickets are limited, so plan early for the best available seating.
Get your half-off coupons to all opening nights at the Fabulous Fox.
Another red-hot offer from St. Louis Federal.
Take our hand and stay with us. Our interest is you. We're the ones you can trust. St. Louis Federal. We put our interest in you.
See Bob Hope live at the Fabulous Fox September 6th through the 12th.
At your service at noon today with News Open Line. In the 1 o'clock hour, Steve Ritchie, National Director of the Air Force Association. You may remember Steve as one of our aces out of the Korean War and a Vietnam Fighter Ace, too. In the 2 o'clock hour, John Barron of Reader's Digest, author of KGB Today, The Hidden Hand. And the 3, Bill Gilbert, author of Westering Man. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Jim Hart with the 1983 Lindell Hospital Golf Benefit. Do you want to improve your putting and support a worthwhile cause? Join Arnold Palmer and other local celebrities as they take part in the Lindell Hospital Golf Benefit Monday, August 29th. You're invited to share in the fun with 18 holes of golf, a brunch, a clinic, and an awards banquet. Call 367-3770 for your tax-deductible entry. Proceeds go to the building fund of Lindell Hospital. Hope you can attend.
78 degrees, total information, KMOX in St. Louis, it's 8:30.
News break, Charles Osgood, CBS News. I see where Frank Sinatra is suing a Las Vegas nightclub that features male strippers and female impersonators. The club used to be called Miss Kitty's, but recently changed its name to Sinatra's, because it's owned by three brothers, Dwayne Sinatra, Dennis Sinatra, and Paul Sinatra. Frank Sinatra's suit seeks $10 million damages for misappropriating the name Sinatra. It must be difficult being Frank Sinatra, especially if you are not the Frank Sinatra. In a moment, you'll meet the team of Frank Sinatra and Danny Thomas, the famous team of pediatric gastrointestinologists.
Great. We arrive on vacation, and the traveler's checks are gone.
In the airport.
What do we do?
I don't know. What do we do?
We better call somebody we know here.
Call somebody we know here?
Sure. We must know somebody here.
We don't know anybody here.
We don't?
That's why we came here.
This is Carl Malden. Next time, take American Express traveler's checks. Only American Express can give refunds of traveler's check machines in most major U.S. airports 24 hours a day. American Express traveler's checks. Don't leave home without them.
McNugget Mania on Mars. As the crew of the spaceship Independence celebrates man's first landing on Mars, we catch a glimpse of the food they've taken along. McDonald's Chicken McNuggets, including the 6-piece size, the new 9-piece size, and the even bigger new 20-piece size with your favorite sauces. The commander and the crew step out onto the hostile surface of the Red Planet, proving once again that Chicken McNuggets are perfect for outings.
McNuggets, McDonald's and you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Sinatra. Not the singer, the doctor.
I'm a pediatrician. I take care of kids, and most of the kids either don't know the name, or if they do, the older kids, they sort of think it's funny.
As far back as Dr. Sinatra can remember, the other Frank Sinatra has been the star.
Yeah, I was born in the 40s, so he was already in the early 40s, so he was already pretty well known by then.
Dr. Sinatra used to be a ball player, and he hated it when there was a public address announcer giving the fans the lineup.
Because if they knew the name was Frank Sinatra, they'd start getting on you right away.
Dr. Frank Sinatra's partner in gastrointestinal pediatrics, who works with him there at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, is a Dr. Danny Thomas. This does create certain problems, Dr. Thomas says.
My partner, who also happens to have a famous name, Dr. Frank Sinatra, when we do go to a convention or a meeting, occasionally we'll have to flip a coin to decide who is going to make the reservation and which name we're going to use.
You know, depending on who's introduced first, I'll say, well, this is Danny Thomas. He's from Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, and this is his partner, Frank Sinatra. And everybody says, yeah, right.
Again, just as it was back in the old ballpark, it's the PA system that gets the attention.
But when they do go into the hospital, one of our patients will hear us being paged, and they'll mention that they thought it was some sort of code, a special hospital code by the operator.
Their names may seem a curiosity to other people, but of course, not to Doctors Sinatra and Thomas themselves.
You know, it's a name you've had since you were born, and the same thing with Danny. And so you talk about, I'm Frank Sinatra, he's Danny Thomas, and you don't necessarily connect it all the time with the stars.
Besides, there are other stars in medicine.
I once worked in a pediatric clinic in Santa Clara with a pediatrician named Clark Gable. We've got an intern this year named Paul Simon.
Dr. Danny Thomas tells no jokes to his patients. Dr. Frank Sinatra sings no songs to his.
I've avoided that. We try to keep the patients well, and I'm afraid that's liable to make them sicker than they were when they came in.
However, at great expense and with that risk in mind, Newsbreak is proud to present the voice of Frank Sinatra.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless they love you all the way. Is that enough?
Yes. Now, this message.
It's Levi's week at Sears, with sale prices on Levi's for the whole family. Save $4 on Levi's jeans and shirts for kids. Every style, every color. Save $4 to $5 on Levi's denim jeans for men. And $5 on all our Levi's jeans and tops for misses. Build your family's back-to-school wardrobe with these terrific savings on jeans and shirts during Levi's week, through Saturday only, at most Sears retail stores.
Newsbreak. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
25 and a half before 9, we have a news update for you. The wife and five children of slain opposition leader Benigno Aquino returned to the Philippines today to attend a funeral set for this weekend. No trouble reported at Manila Airport where Aquino had been killed.
Polish authorities say a solidarity-ordered work slowdown at the nation's factory is drawing little support. Poland's news agency reported yesterday was a day of hard work, a day like any other work day.
Weather forecasters are keeping an eye on a new tropical storm called Barry heading north-northwest off Florida's east coast. National Weather Service says Barry is getting stronger but remains fairly tame.
New York is dealing with a second disruptive water main break in as many weeks. Authorities say a 4-foot main broke this morning in the Madison Square Garden.